Hello, welcome back to our podcast. Today, you are going to study of an information technology that not only changed tourism, but also our way of life. Workation is a new tourism trend that was born during the pandemic. It is the union of the two words, work and vacation. It's the travels that you do while you are also working from remote, and when you finish working, you visit the place where you are. Many of you will work using just your smartphone and your laptop. The jobs in which you need to be physically present in one specific place, like the office, are decreasing since the invention of internet and personal computers. You too may soon become a remote worker and enjoy this new way of life. One of the few advantages of the pandemic was the institutionalization of remote working. It accelerated a process that might have taken many decades before getting to this point. Nowadays, in fact, there are hundreds of millions of remote workers all over the world, part-time or full-time, and they are projected to reach 1 billion by the end of this decade, half a billion only in China. Imagine how society and tourism will change under the impact of a billion people who can work from anywhere. It will be another revolution with a big impact on tourism, as people are not moving from the countryside to the cities as during the Industrial Revolution, but from the city to the countryside. They are not only simple tourists, but can become even temporal residents if they spend a lot of time in one town. Working from an office in a high-cost city with a low quality of life has become a big disadvantage for everyone. There has been another period in our history when mankind was able to travel and work at the same time. It was a long time ago, before the agricultural revolution, when we were nomadic tribes of hunters-gatherers. Nowadays, hunting, of course, has become working, so replace the word hunting with the word working, the same action needed to bring the food home. That's how geography was born. For 300,000 years, we moved and hunt over a large territory, on average, a region as big as the province of Bergamo. We are good at creating maps because we have thousands of years to develop the skill to represent mentally the space around us with the places with food and those with dangerous animals. Geography was born in order to survive in a vast territory. The nomadic lifestyle has been our true way of life for 300,000 years, so we are very good at it and we enjoy it a lot. By now, it's written inside our DNA. If you are here now doing a master on tourism, it is because you like traveling, and you love traveling because you feel the same call of your ancestors to the same way of life. Now, thanks to workation, many people finally have the opportunity to live as our ancestors, but with all the advantages of modern technology, internet, smartphones, toilet paper, and so on.
The histogram in the slides shows the increase in the number of remote workers in Italy with the pandemic. As you can see, they jumped from 500,000 workers to 6 million in 2020. Then they rebounded to 4 million after the lockdown, mainly because all the workers in the public administration went back to office. Small companies are not very good at working from remote, as in Italy they are usually traditional familiar enterprises, which work together and are not very good at innovating. We don't have many startups in Italy because of bureaucracy. Big companies instead understood the many advantages of remote working, and their number did not drop. One of the easiest ways to reduce emissions and mitigate climate change would be to keep incentivizing remote working, as we did during the lockdown. It could save millions of tons of CO2 emissions, mainly for the transportation to go to the office. All the commuters that go from home to office every day using private cars contribute to about 20% of all CO2 emissions worldwide. We could cut this percent in half, only 10% instead of 20, if the governments would enforce remote working, where it is possible, in order to apply it as we did during the lockdown, without investing a single euro. Just with a sign on a document of the Ministry of Work, it could be possible. They already did it on some countries of Northern Europe. In Italy, no, because it is more complicated. We will see how the situation will evolve. Workation is also called beach working or mountain working when you choose to work from the beach or in the mountains. Let's dispel a myth, Hurst. The myth that remote workers live and work from the beach all the time, drinking a mojito while taking the sun. It is impossible to use the laptop from the beach. The sunlight is too strong to see the screen. Sand and water can destroy the laptop if they enter inside the keyboard. So smart workers usually work close to the beach, from a bar, from a silinguito, from their hotel, but not in the beach itself. Most remote workers keep their primary home, their base camp, in a metropolitan area, because cities will always offer many services that will never be available in towns, and will move to visit the nearby places of the same regions or of the nearby regions when working from remote. The most important thing to remember is that now it is not necessary anymore to make a definitive choice between the city or the beach, the city or the mountain, the city or the lake, the city or the countryside, because remote working makes it possible to live in a hybrid mode where you spend part of the year in the city and part outside the city, without having to change your anagraphical residence. Remote working is a relatively simple information technology, built on existing technologies such as internet, cloud computing. In the slides, you will find a list of the most common applications employed to work from remote. You will also see a few successful cases of Italian towns that were able to attract remote workers in Italy, and a few slides with a description of the main characteristics that accommodations should have to invite remote workers and of the two best travel formulas for remote working. Travel formulas are super important for remote workers because even if they have enough days to work from remote outside cities, they do not have enough resources to pay the rent of a second accommodation beyond their city house. Finally, you will see a digital map made by your companions of the past workshop of IT for Regeneration of the Alps, with the location of the mountain huts where you can work from remote. They also opened an online community on mountain working. It is a goldmine of info regarding working from remote in the Alps. They collected enough material for writing a master thesis on mountain working, if you are interested in this topic. Now you have a basic understanding of what is workation. I hope that in future you will become a remote worker and enjoy this wonderful way of life.